right, we are back here at the Tim Mariano Show on Israel News Talk Radio. And for all of you out there, I want you to listen closely because there is a murderer who is running loose. And I'm going to tell you a bit about this right now. If all of you remember from about 16 years ago in 2001, there was a terrible terror attack that happened smack in the center of Jerusalem. Let me read you what it says about this terror attack according to Israel's Ministry of Foreign Affairs website regarding the homicide bombing at the Sparrow Pizzeria in Jerusalem. It happened on August 9th, 2001. So we're talking around 15, 16 years ago. 15 people were killed, were murdered in this attack, including 7 children, and about 130 others were injured in this bombing at the Sparrow Pizza at, again, the corner of King George and Jaffa Road. If anybody's been to Israel, you'll know that if you stand on that street corner and just stand there and stand there and stand there, you're going to meet people from that you know from back in the old country, etc., because everybody who visits Israel is going to be walking down that street as well. Now, concealing the explosives in a guitar case, which he had carried with him into Jerusalem, the terrorist entered the restaurant of Sparrow just before 2 p.m. and detonated the bomb. It was between 5 to 10 kilograms, which was packed, besides with explosives, with nails and screws and bolts to ensure maximum damage, which completely gutted the restaurant, which was full of lunchtime diners. The terrorist was killed in the blast. Yimach Shemo, his name should be erased. Hamas and the Islamic Jihad claimed responsibility for the attack. But the mastermind of the attack, a female Arab terrorist, is still now she's still free. She was imprisoned and now she's free. And we want to get her back behind bars and get some justice. We'll never get complete justice, but to get some justice. So we now have on the show with us the father of one of the victims of this terror attack that happened at the Sparrow restaurant, Malki Roth, and we have her father on, Arnold Roth. So I want to welcome you to the show, Arnold Roth.
Hello, Tamara.
All right. So why don't you just give us a background of what happened? Your daughter, 15 years old, she's going to buy herself some food at Sparrow Pizza Parlor, and then what happens?
Malki was with her best friend, Michal, who was our next door neighbor. They were in a pizzeria filled with children. It was a hot summer's day and it was the school holidays. The explosion took place at 2 o'clock on a busy afternoon. And the bomb, which was, of course, a human being carrying the guitar case that you were describing, exploded right next to them. 15 people were killed immediately, about 130 injured, as you mentioned. And a 16th person has been unconscious from that day until today. I'm sure I don't need to emphasize to you how upside down our world has been ever since that day. It's been impossible to come to terms with the loss, and even more impossible to come to terms with the fate of the gang of Hamas terrorists who carried out the atrocity.
How did you get word that your daughter was killed? What happened?
I was at work. I was running a drug company here in Jerusalem at the time, and my wife called me. She was at home working with our very disabled youngest child, who was then 5 years old, working with her to give her some exercise. She's brain damaged and blind. And at 2 o'clock, she called me screaming down the phone saying, "There's been a pigua in the center of Jerusalem. I can't reach the children." And she hung up. We ended up having snatches of conversation over the next hour and a half or so. At a certain point, when we realized we weren't able to reach Malki in any way, I left my office and started heading home. My wife left the house and headed for the hospital. And immediately stepping outside of the building, she met the mother of Michal, who was our next door neighbor. And that's when the two women discovered that they were both looking for exactly the same thing, a missing daughter. The outcome of this was very, very hard on us. We didn't find out until 2 o'clock the following morning. So we're talking 12 hours later that Malki was not in the hospital and not in the missing group, but was in fact already a dead body. And my two sons went with a social worker because the only place left to look was at the coroner's center in Jaffa.
Right. Did you know that she had gone? Did she tell you, "I was going to go to that restaurant to eat," or you just knew that she went to the city center and then you couldn't contact her after the attack?
We didn't know where she was. We didn't know that she was headed into the center of town. And frankly, had she told us, we might have suggested to her not to do it because things were tense. But in fact, we knew only that she was heading to the other side of Ramot, which is the part of Jerusalem where we live, with Michal in order to decorate the bedroom of a mutual friend who was coming back from America that same day. That's what we knew. The pieces came to us in installments over those next few hours. It's a nightmare that I can't, even if you gave me the whole day to talk about it, I couldn't really do justice to it.
All right. Now, the terrorist that brought the bomb in was killed in the explosion.
No.
But there's a mastermind.
No. Very important to say that differently. The terrorist who brought the bomb is Ahlam Tamimi, a woman who's now 37 but was then 21. The bomb was a human being called Izzaddin al-Masri, but he's dead. He was the bomb. He was brought there because he was going to explode. She brought him there, fully intending to run away and to survive. Mm-hmm. And though most people won't know this, she had a night job, which was to be a reporter and a newsreader for one of the Palestinian television news stations, so that she went straight from the scene of the bombing, which she engineered, to Ramallah to read the news, which kicked off with a report of what had happened in Jerusalem in a resistance activity in occupied Jerusalem some hours ago. And that was her, the woman who did it. I doubt whether there's been a parallel to that in the history of mankind.
And so she was taken in and she was put into jail here in Israel. And then she was freed in the Gilad Shalit deal back in 2011. And today she lives in Amman, Jordan, free.
That's right. But we've been working very hard for 5 years since she was released by the government of Israel in that catastrophic deal. We've induced the Department of Justice in the United States, having regard for the fact that Malki was an American citizen. I'm not, but my wife and my children are. There's a law in the United States that says that in cases of terrorism, the perpetrator will be pursued by the United States no matter where he or she is and brought to justice in the United States. We came to the Department of Justice in Washington in February 2012 and then followed 5 years of pretty much nightmare, but lots and lots of work. An arrest warrant was announced in March of this year, the day after Purim. Immediately after that, by a totally artificial and I think thoroughly absurd legal process, the Jordanian Supreme Court ruled that the woman on Jordanian territory cannot be extradited to the United States. And if you'll ask me why, I won't be able to respect the question because I know that it's all a bunch of hogwash. But the fact is that she's there living freely, having presented a TV program every Friday for almost 5 years, she's now stopped, in which she advocates for terrorism. You couldn't want a more dream run if you were a murderous, savage, barbarian terrorist than she has gotten.
What can people do to try to correct this injustice?
Well, there are two things. The first is that we're actually pressing the Department of Justice to press the rest of the US government, because without going to the details now, and believe me, the story is rich and people will want to hear it, but we're not quite ready to go public. The government of the United States is bent upon itself. It's not working in coherence. And as a result, the Jordanians are having, I think, a picnic. We've turned to the State Department. We've turned to the Embassy of the United States in Tel Aviv with absolutely no success, not even gotten a response to any of the messages. And we're having a very frustrating time with the State Department. The details I won't go into, but I can tell you that we'll be publishing on our blog and on the website of the foundation that bears Malki's name, concrete steps that people can do in the next week or two to help bring pressure on, eventually, the government of Jordan, because they're the ones who have to hand this woman over to the U.S. federal authorities.
Okay. Now, we don't have much time, and I want you to be able to give out your website. Do you have a mailing list on there? Because I know that people here, they hear this interview 2 weeks later, they're going to be busy with other things, they're going to forget, and I want you to be able to contact these people just to keep them informed of what's going on. How do they do that?
It's an excellent suggestion. The website for the foundation that is run in Malki's name is www.kerenmalki, KerenMalki, that's one word, .org, KerenMalki.org. And I'll see to it that there is a box on the homepage by the end of the day tonight that people who want to simply stay in touch can leave their email address there.
Okay. And also, if you go there now and you don't think you may go back to the website immediately to give your name for mailing address, you can always email me as well if you want. And anything I get, I'll be happy to send over to
Thank you
Arnold
very
Roth.
much.
All right. So, Arnold, we are, you know, if what is that famous saying? All it takes for evil to succeed is for good people to do nothing. We are good people who are listening, and we cannot do nothing. Otherwise, we become part of that evil that we let it coexist with us. We want to get rid of that. So I'm urging everybody to go again to www.karenmalki, KerenMalki.org. I'll also put a link on our website where the show is podcasted there as well. So all you need to do is click. It'll be up on Facebook as well. If you're not following us on Facebook, please do. Thank you so much, Arnold Roth, for coming on the show. We
Thank you,
feel for you.
Tamara.
We feel your pain, and we want to help. So keep us informed on what we can do.
Will do. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. So that's it for the show. You've been listening to the Tamara Yonah Show here at IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com. If you have any comments or questions about what we have discussed, then you can certainly email me, Tamar, T-A-M-A-R, at IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com. And I want to say that there are some people who are contacting us on our website through the website pages. They don't give us their email, their return email. And if I don't have that, or if we don't have that, we can't respond to what you're writing to us. Maybe you want us to interview somebody and there's a problem on our end because we need the contact info or whatever it is. We need a way to be able to reply to you. So if you contact us, don't be shy. We appreciate your emails. Give us your real email and we'll be happy to correspond with you. All right, saying that, I want to thank you all for being with us, and let us be good people. Let us fight the evil and stand up for justice.
If you love Israel News Talk Radio, then you'll love our Facebook page. We keep you up to date on what's happening in Israel, plus little surprise treasures that we don't share on the radio. Go now to follow us on Facebook. Just look for the Israel News Talk Radio Facebook page, and don't forget to subscribe and follow us by clicking on the like button. We post great stuff there that you'll want to share. Israel News Talk Radio on Facebook and Israel News Radio on Twitter.
If you're hearing this message, everyone else can too. Advertise with Israel News Talk Radio and get your message out to people. We'll build a personalized package for you. Contact advertising at IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com.
Straight talk from Israel.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
News, opinion, and more.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.